Senate Leader Kevin De Leon announced the budget proposal on the first day the legislature met this year.
We're leveraging $2 billion for a revenue bond to construct permanent supportive housing for chronically homeless persons with mental illness.
The plan relies on financing those bonds without raising taxes or spending. Instead, lawmakers would use Proposition 63, the millionaire's tax voters approved in 2004 to fund county mental health programs. The question is, can the government tap that money without going back to voters? The state attorney general's office considered this 10 years ago, and the answer they came back with was probably not. A 2006 letter says there are strong arguments courts would find the bonds unconstitutional because they conflict with voters' intent.
It was not specifically laid out in the initiative, but it is the issue we campaigned on.
Prop 63's author, former Senate leader, and current Sacramento mayoral candidate Daryl Steinberg disagrees. He's backing the new proposal.
And so I'm very comfortable with it, and if there is any dispute, you know, I look forward to being the first witness.
He could be called in. If lawmakers do pass the housing proposal, they'll likely seek a court's blessing that the bonds are constitutional, so creditors are willing to buy them. At the state capitol, I'm Ben Bradford.